You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world. All right. So I'm very excited about this episode because I'm joined today by a beautiful friend of mine and someone who I've had the pleasure of being coached by. And I think that her work in the world is, I mean, I've always thought it's incredibly important, but now more than ever, I'm realizing just how, like the extent of how important it is. So I'm very excited to introduce Greta French Kennedy. Sounds really strange saying your full name. So welcome.
It's a very long name. Thank you. I'm excited to chat about all of this.
Yeah, me too. Me too. This feels like a really juicy topic. So let's start off with who are you and what do you do in the world? What's your work?
Well, who am I? I guess I've gone through a bit of a journey, but who am I right now is, you know, a woman in my mid to late 30s, starting out in business by myself. I've been doing it for a year and health coaching, health mentoring for women. And for women that are going through, you know, challenges and starting to notice little niggles and things that come up that, you know, I think we tend to think of as normal, but I really truly believe that when we're really naturally healthy, these things take care of themselves. So my journey over the last decade and a half has been from studying exercise physiology and, you know, being really fit as a youngster playing sport and feeling how good it feels to be healthy, and then going into the public health system, seeing how that whole thing works, which is, gosh, I mean, that's a big story in itself. But then also having my own health challenges in my 20s and my early 30s that led me down this path of, right, how can we actually look at things from a really holistic, integrative / alternative approach and work out how we can listen to the body and really give it what it needs to heal naturally. So yeah, that's what I'm passionate about, I guess. It's really that innate wisdom that we hold as wisdom as women, especially, and going against the grain a little bit of what happens in the modern health Western world, I suppose.
I love it. You have a story that I know for me, it gives me a lot of hope, and I think that for a lot of women, it will give them hope, especially if they are going through, you know, health challenges or they've got, you know, as you mentioned, little niggling things. Because my experience has been that, you know, it's common to have these experiences where it's just kind of written off as like, you know, these health challenges that are just kind of written off as like, oh, well, it's just a thing that you have to deal with and there's only one way of dealing with it, and that's not necessarily, you know, what we actually, you know, desire for ourselves. So would you be willing to share your story?
Yeah, I mean, you probably know a lot about the latest one. I mean, I have a couple of other ones that happened in my 20s that were sort of very, very similar, I suppose, in terms of, you know, ended up with severe gut issues and then also anxiety and panic attacks and wasn't really getting any help from the health system, you know, because it's like it's so normalized that you just deal with this and you just put little band-aids on things and go about your daily life and that's it, you know. So I had a huge turnaround when I delved down the rabbit hole into understanding how to heal those things. But I think the one that you're talking about is really when it was only 3.5 years ago now. So I got diagnosed with HPV, a dangerous strain of HPV, and cervical dysplasia, which is basically you go in and you have a pap smear and they come out saying you have abnormal cells. But mine was a grade 2 to 3, which essentially grade 4 is cancer. And, you know, if you're a woman listening to this, you would probably be very familiar with, or, you know, probably, I think it's like 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 women would have this happen, and they go through what's called a LETS procedure, which is, you know, essentially where they go in and they put hot wire loop onto your cervix and they scrape up to a third of the cells, the damaged cells off your cervix, because that's the way that we deal with it in the health system. We, you know, we go in and we take out the things that are bad to fix it, not thinking about the environment or anything else really. Anyway, so that's what I was faced with. I was told you need surgery. You know, if you don't do this, you will highly likely you will get cancer. Obviously, that puts the fear of God into anyone. But I guess from having gone through some challenges in my 20s and sort of seeing the potential of natural healing, I was like, well, hang on, just let me explore this a little bit more before I just go and do that. Because, you know, I was working in the public health system, but I was starting to learn about natural health. I was studying integrative nutrition, yoga, and all these other modalities. And I was seeing the potential that all of this stuff had. And so I was like, I'm not doing myself justice if I don't give this journey a go. And, you know, when we talk about how things happen for us, in hindsight, this is just crazy, you know, because I found a new level of health from eventually continuously advocating for myself and saying, no, let me see what's possible. Let me see, you know, what I can create in my body. And after literally it took, I think, almost 2 years that I removed the virus from my system and the cells healed to completely normal again. Which, you know, that's a whole story in itself when you really look at the statistics and the opportunities and things which you're not really told about in that consult, when it's like, quick, you've had a scan, you've had a smear, this is dangerous, we need to do it right now. It's like there's no time to really think about that. So, yeah, I guess I'm just really glad that I chose that because I know what's possible. And it wasn't even like I did anything ridiculous, like went and, you know, went to India or Bali for 3 months and didn't eat food or did some crazy healing thing or whatever. It was literally like looking at the basics, but really, you know, really fine-tuned. Yeah, so I think as much as we can talk about this stuff, I think the better, because sure, there are people that want to go in and do that. And that's, I guess what I need to say is there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Like if that is your path, that is 100% fine. But for the people that have that voice in their head that's saying something about this doesn't feel quite right, you know, then this is the message to you that these things are possible and maybe there's something there for you to explore because, yeah,
yeah,
it's a journey, but it happens more than we think.
Yeah, there's so many things going through my head right now. I actually want to share, you know, the reason why you and I have been working together, and that is that probably almost coming up for two years ago now, maybe 18 months ago, I had a pap smear and it came back that I had stage 1 abnormal cells, which, you know, basically the doctor told me, let's start off with saying the doctor gave me very little information, which kind of was alarm bells in my brain because I think that being informed is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge sets us up with a game plan. But, you know, I was told 60% of women get this. It's normal. And your body will just kind of get rid of it on its own. And what kind of occurred in my brain was that I went, well, hang on, I have abnormal cells, but it's normal. Something's not right there. That doesn't sound correct. You know, this kind of, dare I say it, I'm a big believer that how we do anything is how we do everything. And it kind of made me realize how much, you know, in society we settle, you know, that, oh, it's just this common thing that happens and it's quote unquote normal, even though it's abnormal, and it'll just sort of, you know, pass on its own. And for me, I mean, one of my big driving forces is that I don't want normal. I don't want average. I want something greater for myself. I want something greater for the people in my life, for the world at large. And so admittedly, for, you know, a good 12 months or so, I really buried my head in the sand because I was just so overwhelmed and didn't know where to start because the doctors weren't giving me any information other than your body will get rid of this on its own. And it wasn't until I started having symptoms, you know, things like recurring thrush and then something called BV, bacterial vaginosis, which, oh my God, I found out is so super common. And here I am at 29 years of age, only hearing about it for the first time ever when I'm experiencing it. And, you know, I had all sorts of things going on in my brain. I'm like, oh my God, am I pregnant? Like, what the hell is going on with my body? started having conversations with my female friends, and thank God that I have women in my life who are so open and honest and are willing to share their experiences. But I started to go, hang on, this is really common, and yet how have I never heard about it? And so when the symptoms started coming up, something just told me, like, there is a link here. And then, of course, recently I went back for my second pap smear, and the HPV is still there. The abnormal cells are still there. And so cue you entering into my world as my coach and the beginning of my healing journey through, you know, natural methods, through trying to optimize my health. And yeah, this is, God, this is a message that I really feel like the women especially need to know, because there's just not enough information out there.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, like, obviously it's just to have you share that. So I don't think you've really shared that publicly yet.
No.
To have you share that and to have all of us share this is the first thing, because like you said, this happens to so many women and yet we don't talk about it because there's this stigma behind it that it's, you know, bad or dirty or wrong or, you know, whatever it is. And it's such a lie because we're all experiencing it, and it is part and parcel of life as we go through things and challenges. So I think speaking about it is the first thing, because, and that's what I found as well when I first started talking to people, they were like, oh yeah, I had one of them in my 20s, and they were just like quite flippant about it. But I was like, oh, okay, hang on, never had any idea that like all of you had all that stuff happen, you know?
Yeah.
But we just think it's part of being a woman that we have to go through these,
these
challenges. Yeah. And then I think the other part of that is like, so what happens when we're in a challenge like that and we're in the health system, which, as we both know, doesn't advocate for us, even though we kind of want that in a way, because, you know, you go to a doctor and you expect that you're told exactly what to do, how to fix yourself, blah, 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 all those things. But the reality is that it doesn't happen, and it shouldn't happen like that, because we have to be self-responsible. But then learning how to do that and how to advocate in a system that is tricky to navigate. Even me, I was working in the health system for a decade and a half, you know, and I was like, whoa, how do I organize all of this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big journey in itself.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, like one of the things I've always kind of been aware of, I've had experiences over the years with, you know, lucky me, I've never really had any major illnesses, or, you know, I haven't been to hospital, or, and I touch wood, by the way, you know, I just haven't had the experience of really needing to be going to doctors or practitioners a lot. But I have had these minor experiences over the years where I've, you know, something's felt off, where it's like, I just don't feel like I'm actually being supported here. And then it wasn't until, you know, I spoke with you and, you know, started working with you to look at kind of how I can start to reverse what's going on in my body. And we had the conversation about, you know, getting my bloods done. And like, this wowed me. And I really want to share this because, and I shared this in my Instagram story just yesterday, and I can't believe how many women are messaging me, mind blown by this. But, you know, after I had the first pap smear that came back that I had abnormal cells, I went and got bloods done. And the doctor said, no, you're all good. Like, you're, everything's within the normal range. And, you know, I've been experiencing minor gut issues for as long as I can remember. And so that kind of, it was strange to me. Like, everything's normal according to my bloods. Everything's all good. But then I have these gut issues that I've had my whole life, and I have abnormal cervical cells. Like, something's not quite lining up there. Then it wasn't until you and I spoke that you mentioned to me that there's a difference between normal bloods, normal blood markers based upon the average, which, let's be honest, if we look at the average, probably most people are pretty unwell, versus being in the optimal range. That blew my mind. So, you know, I actually just had a blood test this morning to find out, you know, what markers aren't in the optimal. And again, you know, I mentioned that very, very briefly before, that piece of like not settling for just average, because it would be so easy to just go, okay, well, everything's within the normal range, so all good, versus like, no, I want better for myself. I want, my health is the basis of my entire life. I want better.
Exactly. And I think that's number one, isn't it? It's like having the knowledge, because when we have the knowledge and the understanding, we then take our power back.
Yes.
Because when we don't understand, we literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
And if we're just told everything's normal, you can't do anything, you don't need to do anything, which is exactly what I was told as well. It was like, just make sure you don't smoke and you'll be fine. Your immune system, you know, should do the job. And obviously it didn't, and it hasn't for both of us, or it didn't for me originally. But yeah, if we know that we're not in an optimal range, then we can do something about it.
Yeah.
And same thing happened with me. I went to the first GP who was just a normal GP, you know, and she said, yep, everything's in the normal range, you're all good. And then I went to an integrative GP because I didn't like those answers. Something in me was like, this is not okay. Yeah. Exact same thing as you. If my immune system would be functioning properly, this would have cleared, and it hadn't.
Yeah.
So I was literally deficient in about five things, like zinc, D, B12, iron, all really important in the immune system.
Yeah.
So, and then I could have a targeted approach to actually saying, well, these are the things I can supplement with. And like you said, you know, looking at your gut health and absorption, obviously, because we still need to absorb it even when we're putting it in. But yeah, not every health professional is set up to understand that.
Yeah.
It seems crazy, but, and as much as, you know, I don't want to bag the health system because it has a purpose for things, but sometimes it's not enough in this respect. You know, we have to go and find, we have to get a second and a third opinion. We have to find the people. It's like a coach, right? I'm not just going to work with a random coach who coaches. I'm going to find the coach who's going to get me to the place that I want to go, that's looking at the optimal ways of making things work, you know?
Yes.
And only some people are trained in that. So integrative practitioners, for example, look at the whole person. They look at the optimal ranges. They look at everything that's going on in your life, not just, okay, just ignore the person in front of me and I look at, okay, there's abnormal pap smear results and your blood tests are normal. You're 20-something years old. You should be okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think this is why it's so important as human beings to, you know, to do the work, to really know ourselves, to heal ourselves past trauma, to learn how to self-regulate, which is of course my work, and to have teammates, whether it's a coach like yourself, Greta, or, you know, to have people on our side so that we can stand for ourselves and we can advocate for ourselves, because like, it's hard, it's difficult. Like you said, it's a difficult thing to navigate. And I know that as I've kind of begun this journey of healing, like there is that element of like, dare I say, what do they call it? Like white coat syndrome. Is that the one? Where it's like, you know, you're speaking with an authority figure. And so it can be very easy to just kind of curl up and just like, oh, whatever they say goes. And it can be really difficult to, in the heat of the moment, stand up and ask questions. And it can be overwhelming and it can be confronting. And so, you know, like now as I go through this journey more than ever, I'm like, no, like this is where I really, truly get to be a stand for myself and to ask for what I need. You know, to ask for more information, to ask for clarification, to ask, hey, can you explain this to me? Can you explain what these words on this piece of paper mean? Can you explain, you know, give me more information, tell me how this links up with this, or, you know, so important.
It is. And I want to make a really key point here, right? And I know this because I was a health professional working in the public health system for many years. It is drilled into us that every health professional works based around the number one principle of patient-centered care. So that means that the person in front of them, the patient, the client, whatever you want to call them, they are the most important thing in the room. They are the one that makes the decisions. They are the one that, even if you recommend chemo, radiotherapy, surgery, whatever it is, they still get to actually decide that they don't want to do it. It is drilled into us. The problem is, you know, there's a whole lot behind this, but obviously the health system is under a lot of pressure. And so sometimes when we're time poor, and often when certain, you know, medical professionals' bedside manner isn't great, and I know we've both had that experience, we're not treated as the person, we're treated as the disease or the condition or whatever. But this is, if there's one thing, if you're listening to this, as a woman especially, that you take from this, is that you have the right. It is your right. It's the number one part of the how the whole system is set up. It's how it's supposed to work. So you need to go in there and ask the friggin' annoying questions. You need to go in there and max out your time. You need to go in there and say, what about all these other options? I've researched this. What do you think about that? Because even though it's so hard and you feel like you're annoying, it's your time. It's your life. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And even working in the system, it took me a while to find that, you know, I think because I kept seeing it time and time again in patients that we were seeing as well, they would come in and they'd be like, you tell me what to do because you're the expert. Bullshit. The reality is the patient is the expert. The patient knows themselves best. They know how they want to go about things. They know if they want the more natural approach or the conventional approach. They know what their life's like. They know what they can do and what they can't do, you know? So that would be the number one takeaway for me. It's like advocate for yourself until you're literally in your grave or else you will be early.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit sad that I guess, you know, especially doctors and specialists have become so much of an authoritarian expert figure. Great, they went to medical school. So what? They know some science stuff. They don't, you know, they don't know everything about you. And also they don't know everything about every approach and every new scientific study that's come out. They know what they learned at uni.
Yeah.
And on their placements.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I had some of my appointments, I actually got a second opinion. I went through private gynecologist first up and she was like, yep, we're just going to do it right now. We're not even going to do a colposcopy where they actually biopsy the cells first. And she just said, yep, book in for the surgery now. And I was like, whoa, hang on a second. You know, so that's when I was like, okay, I went and got a second opinion from someone that was recommended. And I took a whole list of questions, you know, write them down, have them there so that you get all answered.
Yes.
And then the knowledge thing's really important, doing your own research. I found out that some of the statistics, like 50% of women naturally regress, even at a grade three. No one ever told me that.
Wow.
You know, until I went in and I said, is this true? And he was like, yep. And I was like, hang on, like that's huge.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So we are the center of the healthcare system.
Yes.
We have to advocate for ourselves because it's the only way.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's just a metaphor for how you're managing the rest of your life, right? If you're not standing up for yourself in that area, you're not doing it in your family life, in your finances, in your career and everything else. It's just a reflection. So it's an opportunity to step into the power of that.
Yeah.
Self-responsibility. And it's the only way that the healthcare system can function well and we can actually take some pressure off it, to be honest, in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even this morning, like with my blood test, the doctor sort of said to me, okay, well, like, what are you actually wanting to know from this? I was like, everything. Like, tell me everything, you know, like give me as much information as possible, like make this blood test as thorough as possible. And he sort of looked at me and I was like, hey, like I want to be armed with as much information as possible, whether it's specific to what I'm currently trying to heal or like whether it's not, like I just want to know as much as possible because knowledge is power and that gives me the roadmap and it's extra information that I can use to, you know, just keep building on, you know, and be proactive in continuing to better my health and to optimize my health, you know?
Yeah.
And it really occurred to me that, like, I mean, he was great about it and he was so willing to, yeah, okay, cool. Like, well, I'll give you the smorgasbord kind of thing. But that the look on his face at first was like it was a strange request, you know, and that
people don't request stuff, they just do what they're told.
Yeah, and that's so bizarre to me because it's like, really, like people don't want to know what's going on within their own system. And you know, it makes me think, if I had this experience, I try to be very proactive in my health. One of those things for me, like I'm a pasty white girl, so I, you know, like I'm always getting moles checked and I try to be very proactive and consistently getting, you know, routine mole checks. And not that long ago, I went into the doctors and said, hey, I want to, and mind you, I was wearing long jeans and a long sleeve top. And I went into the doctors and I said, hey, like I'm wanting to, you know, get a mole check. And I kid you not, she gives me an up and down. And then she goes, why? You look fine.
Oh dear.
And I kind of went, oh my God, like, cool. And I want to know. I want to be certain that, you know,
yeah.
That, yeah, there's nothing going on here under the surface. And that, like, again, the way I interpreted that was that it's strange to be proactive. It's strange to want to just know for the sake of knowing, that it was strange for me to be coming in when there wasn't something that I was reacting to, that there wasn't an abnormal mold or something that I must have been reacting to, that I was actually just being proactive.
And that makes sense because it goes both ways. So the clinicians get used to us as patients being like that. Then they expect that, of course. So it's, they need to change as well, just as much as we need to change and continue to be that, irritating little bug and annoying person asking all the questions. That's a really key point that you make. And I think this, the first one we talked about is knowledge. The second one is understanding that you're the center of the healthcare system.
Yes.
The third one is making sure that you actually have a team of people that want to work with you.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like if the doctor was like, absolutely not, I'm not going to do that test, you don't need it. Then you say, okay, see you later. Goodbye. I'm going to go find someone that will.
Yes.
Because there's so many health professionals out there. And, imagine in my job in the health system, I'd have all these old, cute fuddy-duddies come in and they would just have the same doctor for their entire life. And then they would get stuck on a medication that was giving them side effects and they would stay on it because the doctor said they should and stuff like that,
Yeah.
So that has also been ingrained in the system as well. But if we can get away from that and say, right, that person's not actually willing to look at things how I want to look at things, I'm going to find someone else.
Yeah.
I'm going to create. And this is the thing, you can create a whole team of people.
Yes.
That would work with you in the way that you want to.
Yeah.
And that was a really important part of the healing journey for me as well. It was finding this community that was into that alternative stuff. It was getting the second opinion and finding another gynecologist. It was working with a nutritionist, It was finding the integrative doctor after the first one gave me really no answers at all. Because they're out there. They're harder to find and often they're more expensive, of course, because they know more. But they're there. And so I think, if you went to that blood test and they said, oh, we're not going to do this test for you, you just say, see you later. I'm going to find someone else.
Yeah.
They attach to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I think that I'm glad that you mentioned that as well, because, that's really been the key thing that I've learned in working with you, So for the listener's sake, for me, like I've been to, and this is part of the reason why when I got that first pap smear result that said that there was something not quite right, part of the reason why I put my head in the sand was because in the past, when I've looked at healing my gut, it's been like go vegan and, like cut out everything under the sun and, like basically like go all in and completely change your entire lifestyle. And it was just completely overwhelming for me. And especially as an athlete, and this kind of makes me laugh that, I come from a bodybuilding background. I still am very mindful about how I eat, especially because, I compete in jiu-jitsu. I just like to be a bit leaner. I like to, I like to eat for performance. And what I found over the years, which is completely baffling to me, but nutrition for health and nutrition for performance, for athletic performance, seem to be worlds apart. And so, when I was having all of this kind of feedback from health professionals saying, like, if you want to heal your gut and you want to heal this stuff, from the pap smear, basically like you've got to do a complete 180 on what you've been doing your whole life. And so that was why I stuck my head in the sand, because I'm like, well, that just doesn't align with me. And it wasn't until working with you and we kind of sat down and I explained like, hey, here's where I'm at. I actually have no desire to go vegan. I have no desire to completely cut every food group other than ice water, Yeah. And you said, okay, cool. Like, let's meet in the middle here. Let's see what we can add. Your focus was more about what can we add rather than what can we subtract. And so, yeah, it's actually been a really fun journey. I think in the past I've experienced, like any kind of healing process, any health-based stuff is this real hard slog of like, oh, I've got to cut out everything fun. And I've got to fast for 72 days and, I'm obviously exaggerating, but just this real hard slog. And yeah, with you, it's been this really fun process of like, cool, like how can I sneak a few extra veggies in my meal? Or, how can I get myself to drink a little bit more water when I don't normally like drinking water that much? And the results, I mean, I'm still on my journey in terms of healing the abnormal cells, but like, I can feel it. I can feel how much better I feel. My skin looks better. My hair's better. My nails feel stronger, you know? Yeah, I think that that's really important for people to know, that it doesn't have to be this horrible journey. Like, it actually, it gets to be a game. It gets to be really fun. It gets to be empowering, and you get to feel fucking good for it. Yeah. And it's a fun journey for me of finding my people, of like, okay, well, that doctor isn't willing to sit and have a conversation with me about this. So she's out. Who's next? Like, who can I go sit down and have a chat with, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it has to be about your way and your journey, you know? And I think, yes, some people want to do the full on intense fasting, cutting all the things out, go for it. And that's cool. Like, I did that, and I did like 3 months of it about 10 years ago, which really helped heal my gut. But I did it in my own way as well. And that's because that's the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
These days, I don't really do it like that. But I think the thing is, when you, and we talked about this as well in the crowding out theory, right? So when you add more of the good stuff, like, your body knows what's up. Your body is like, oh, this feels good. There's a reason that you feel good, right? Because you've added in more of the good stuff. So then you naturally don't crave or desire the other things. And you start to get more in tune with your body, because you notice sensations that come up when you have a lot of the stuff that isn't, let's say, quote unquote, healthy, as healthy, you know? And I think that can be a process.
Yes.
That could take 3, 6, 12 months. And the reality is, like, we've got a whole long life left to live, and this is about a lifestyle. It's not about just doing 3 months of a healing journey and then going back to the way that you were before, because what would be the point of having gone through the whole challenge? Like, cool, you know, nothing's actually changed in our life.
Yeah.
Whereas when we add the good stuff in, like our body craves it, you know. We get feedback.
Yes.
You see your skin, you feel your nails and your hair, and that's like, it's like, right, okay, this is it. This feels good. So I want to do more of it.
Yeah.
It's not I have to do more of it. I actually want to.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the really cool thing, you know, like, I'm very mindful about the language I use to describe experiences, because I really believe that our words create. And in the past, you know, especially with this like lifelong gut health issue that I've had, you know, I've kind of tried to say to myself, oh, like, my gut health is getting better and better, you know, and then there's that part of me that's like, bullshit, like, you know. But with you, in the work that I've been doing with you, like, it's been incremental, but I can feel the difference. I can feel the difference in my body. And so, you know, like, so when I say to myself, it's getting better and better, I fucking believe it, you know. And so it's like, it feels like this snowball effect of like, I'm just building more and more and more momentum. You'll laugh at this, actually. When I went and got my blood test this morning, the woman that did it was like, oh, have you had your water this morning? And so for the listener's sake, I've been really focusing on like trying to get my 3 liters in or whatever every day. I went and bought myself this massive like 2.2 liter drink bottle, which never leaves my side. And this pathology nurse said, oh, have you drank water this morning? And I said, yeah. She did the blood test and she's like, wow, I can tell you're so hydrated. I was like, yeah, damn straight I'm hydrated. You have no idea.
Yeah, because your blood is beautiful and not sticky. And
yeah, and like, even that, it sounds so silly, but it's like, that I was like, achievement of the year. Like, I was stoked. I'm like, yeah, damn straight. Like, ain't nobody as hydrated as me. You know, so it's like a game. It's like, it's become a game to me. It's this fun. Working for a better health is fun for me now, which is so, and I think it gets to be that way for everyone. You know, it really doesn't have to be. And I mean, I know that I'm very privileged in the sense that like my experience with HPV and the abnormal cells is they're stage one. So there is not a huge sense of urgency. You know, I don't have doctors like breathing down my neck telling me like, get surgery ASAP, you know? So obviously for you, it was a very different experience. I'm sure, as you said, I think your words were, it struck the fear of God into you, you know? So I do feel like very privileged in the sense that I feel like I have time and I have space. And I mean, I also don't think that, I don't think it has to be this painful journey to build our health, you know?
No. Well, look, I'll just tell you the one statistic is that And this is obviously variable because some people develop very quickly and some people don't. But the statistics around having a grade three are that 50% of people will develop cancer in a 10-year period. So cervical cancer specifically. So when they talk about, you know, needing to do it right now, in a way there's time, there's not a rush, you know. It's just that that's not how it's portrayed to us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that specific type of cancer. Obviously, every cancer is different and every person is different. It's going to depend on the internal environment as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the other point that you made is so perfect, right? And this is something that I would love to just smash out of the water in the whole of think about the wellness industry and the diet industry and the, oh, all of the shit that goes along with that. All of the boot camps, and I'm not knocking exercise or boot camps at all. I'm just saying, like, you know, let's fix this in 6 weeks. Let's go on this diet for 30 days. Let's do everything is about deprivation and it's about, you know, having to flog yourself.
Yes.
It's about not having the things that you love, and it's about ruining your life just to get a bit of weight loss or whatever it else it is. But it's such a lie. It is such a lie, because the reality is there's this thing called homeostasis, right? You know about this. The body is always trying to get us back into balance. So we're constantly getting messages and information from our body, if we can listen, to find that place. You know, so naturally our body wants to be well. Naturally our body wants us to move. Naturally our body wants us to eat vegetables and drink water and get sunshine and touch the earth, right? So if we can listen to those inclinations and start to, like, exactly what's happening with you, you're feeling good drinking water, right? You're not feeling shit drinking lots of water. There's a reason for that. You're feeling good eating lots of vegetables. There's a reason for that. It's because the body knows. The body's like drawing it in and saying, thank you, this is bringing me back to balance, and it's rewarding you with feeling good. So there actually is no need for the flogging and the deprivation and all that stuff. It's just naturally following what's already there, the messages that are there and the inclinations and the feelings that come up as we rebalance.
Yes.
And that can happen over time. It doesn't have to happen overnight.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so glad you said that. You know, and this is the thing, like I preach, I have the pleasure of working with elite athletes, you know, like best in the world level athletes. And we're fed this thing of like being an athlete is hard work. Like it's, you have to slog yourself. You have to near kill yourself at every training session. And what I actually encourage to all of my clients, not just athletes, to absolutely everyone, entrepreneurs, mothers, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, relax. You know, we get the most momentum when we relax. When there's not this sense of urgency, when we're not throwing our body into more of a survival state, because, you know, there's a saying that I pitch to my clients all the time, which is where you create from determines what you create. So if you're trying to heal by living from urgency and flogging your body with, you know, trying to basically deprive yourself of everything that you actually enjoy, that's where you're creating from. You're just going to create more of the same, you know. Mm-hmm. Versus, yeah, relaxing and playing in it, you know. Like for me, I've actually created this list, and I'm very experience based. Like my one of my highest values is experiences. I'm a very curious person. I like trying on different flavors. And so, you know, one of the things that I've done as part of my healing journey is I've written a list of like, well, what are some of the extra weaponry that I can kind of bring on board to start to like combat and shift what's going on in my body, you know, these abnormal cells. And so I've got things on there like, you know, well, probiotics and different vitamins and whatnot. And then things like, you know, more kind of abnormal things like energy healing work and like circuit psychosomatic work and yoni massage and yoni steaming and, you know, getting IV drip, you know, things like that. And like the truth is for me, I'm like, fuck, this sounds fun. Like this is an initiation into like a whole new world. Like, you know, like, oh my God, I'm going to go get a yoni mapping session. Like it's fun. You know, I feel excited about that because there's like this new world that I'm entering. And so, you know, again, if we, where we create from determines what we create, and I'm in this state of excitement and play around the possibilities and what I get to open up to on my healing journey, like, man, like that only means good things, right? Versus like, this sense of urgency, this sense of rush, this sense of like, fuck, I need to cut out everything ever that, you know, isn't 100% health, you know, healthy or whatever, you know, something to be so mindful of.
Definitely. And I think there's a couple of things in that that are super cool. One is that, obviously, and I know that you would speak about this a lot, obviously, whatever we're resisting will persist, right? So if you have these abnormal cells and you say, I want to get rid of them now, get them out of me, you know, like heal me, get, you know, if we're not actually allowing ourselves to sit in it and see what we can take from the journey, and part of this for you is that excitement of what's the possibility of healing here with trying all these different things.
Yeah.
You know, but if we sit in the need to fix something and get it out of our body because it's scaring us or whatever, you know, we're kind of missing the point of the journey.
Yeah.
That's what healing is for. It's always here for us to find a new level of something. And that's honestly, of all the things that I've been through, these four crazy health journeys, every time it's a new level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
And then the other point that I think is really important as well, which I know you work so much around, and definitely I do in the health sense, is really the integrative stuff. You know, it's looking at everything. And I talk about this in, I know you watched the masterclass I did a couple of years ago called Cervical Wellness, which was basically about my journey and what I did, all the different things I did. So yes, I looked at supplements. Yes, I looked at nutrition. I looked at, you know, exercise and rest as well, and the mental emotional side of things, because we know the emotions can also create things in our body. But, you know, using this theory of what we call surrounding the dragon, so not just assuming if you fix your nutrition, everything will be fixed. If you just fix your bloods, everything will be fixed, you know, but actually looking at all the areas of health, be that emotional stuff, be that physical stuff, be that food and nourishment and everything. And I think, you know, that's kind of what you're doing. You're looking at the alternative healing. You're looking at what's going on in that area of the body, which is super key as well, you know, in that energy center.
Yeah.
And especially for women, obviously, because as women, we create, this is our creation center, the cervix, the gateway to the womb. You know, there's so much power in that that I've only just really started to touch the surface of. And I know you're kind of delving into that as well.
Yeah.
But if we ignore that or we bypass that by just, you know, just, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do this, but by just taking the cells out, then we're missing the opportunity to actually look at all of that and understand all of that and take all of that to a new level. Yeah. And for me, a lot of it was emotional stuff as well. Like if you look at what the psychosomatic meaning of the virus, so HPV invading your body is, it's like, you know, letting down your boundaries. So I had to look at like, hey, where am I doing that in my life? You know, so it's everything, and it's not one thing, it's everything, and it's all of it, you know?
I love what you said there, that first piece around like anything that you resist persists, you know, like it's, I think of it as like an arm wrestle. Like if you're there trying to arm wrestle this virus, like I need to get rid of this, I need to conquer it and beat it, like you exhaust really quick, you know, like an arm wrestle is tiring, you know, versus like, and I'll use this context because I do work with a lot of martial artists. Like I often say to combat fighters, like, don't think of it as a fight. Think of it as a dance, you know, like this is an invitation to dance. This is an invitation to enjoy it, you know, to move with it. And I love that you said that piece there around, you know, like a virus is, there's links with a lack of boundaries, you know, like one thing for me, and I think your words were that, you know, this a healing journey is for you. You know, you said something along those lines, being for you. And so I'm a big believer that we're always kind of being shown the way. And I had an experience not that long ago where I had a trigger come up. I was with a lover and I had a trigger come up, and it was something that didn't make sense to my conscious mind. But the thing that came up was that I found myself saying, like, I'm so sick of men treating me like shit. And the conscious part of me was like, what are you talking about, Bri? Like the men in your world treat you incredibly, you know, like I really think, yeah, I'm so blessed with really good men in my life. But then when I sat with it and went, hang on, well, what part of me is actually saying that? And it's the 21-year-old version of Bri who, you know, hung around with men who probably didn't care that much about me and, you know, really didn't respect my boundaries. And then having the conversation with you around, you know, a virus representing on a psychosomatic level, perhaps a lack of boundaries, it was like, oh my God, oh my God, like this is inviting me to look at unprocessed aspects of my past, unprocessed aspects of, you know, times in my life where I haven't had boundaries. And so, you know, I could have very easily looked at that and gone, oh my God, like, you know, made it this whole horrible thing, like, oh, there's trauma there that needs to be healed and it's so heavy. But instead, I'm like, how beautiful. I get to go back and I get to rewrite the narrative of this relationship with 21-year-old me and with who I was at the time and what I was experiencing at the time, and to kind of change the perspective to add more power to who I am now and what my message is now, you know. So it's all adding, you know, it's all compounding. It's not, I choose, this is a conscious choice, and I want to hit that home for anyone listening, this is a conscious choice. Like, I choose to have it be something that's for me rather than seeing it as something that's against me.
Yeah. And in the end, it's kind of the only way. We can dampen it down. We can, you know, ignore those messages. We can push it away. But it does come back. It comes back in another way. It exhibits in another form. You know, it is the body's way of bringing us back into that state of balance and moving us forward. And, you know, I think in hindsight, you look back at these things and you just think, wow, like I could not be the person I am today without having gone through that. You know, I don't have the knowledge and I don't have the power and everything else if I hadn't have been through that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's like a woman and pregnancy and childbirth and all of that, you know, they go through this ridiculously hard experience, but then they become another person because of it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that's life, really, isn't it? It's there for us. We just get to choose what we want to take from it.
Yeah. We choose the meaning. We always choose the meaning.
Yeah. But yeah, we get to do it in our own way. You know, like it doesn't have to be as full on and as deep as what I did or as what you're doing. It can be whatever is meaningful to the individual, I think. And that's really key because everyone is so different.
Yes. Yeah. I love this. I think this has been one of my favorite episodes. I would love if you would, for anyone that's listening that maybe wants to get in contact with you, do you have any like links that they can go to? How can they work with you?
Yeah, well, Instagram's kind of my main place I hang out and share all my stuff, Greta French Kennedy. I've got a website as well, gretafrenchkennedy.com.au. You can pretty much access everything on both of those. Send me a message. Yeah.
Beautiful. And as always, I'll pop all of the links in the show notes. So, yeah, I really urge anyone that's listening, anyone that's taken something from this, even if it's not necessarily like HPV-related stuff, you know, reach out to Greta because she just has this magic way of kind of reframing things and providing a much more aligned way of looking at things or of doing things. Yeah, can't recommend you highly enough.
Thank you. Yeah. It is. It's a beautiful journey and it's fun and, you know, we get to do it the way we want to do it. So, yeah. And it doesn't have to be scary and depriving and all of those things. It is, like you said, it's a fun experiment. You know, you're just enjoying playing with all this stuff and I just think that's perfect.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I keep having these moments of like I'll go look in the mirror and I'm like, damn, my skin looks so good. Like, it's fun. It's so much fun. And I, you know what? There's this part of me that, you know, I don't have regrets, but there is this little part of me that's like, oh, Brie, like if only you'd kind of worked with Greta a year ago, you know, like you could have been on this journey for so much longer. But, you know, it all in perfect timing. Maybe I wasn't available for it back then.
Exactly. There's always a reason. And, you know, I think sometimes when we have to experience the shit first, you know, maybe you just had to go through and be like, shit, it's still here. All right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Now I just needed to like dig the knuckles into the wound a little bit more for me to go, okay, Brie, it's time. We get to look at this now. Pull your head out of the sandpit.
That's it. Like you have to be ready for the journey, you know. If you're not ready, then the change will not come. So, and I say that to people and, you know, when we have chats, I'm like, if you're not ready for this now, that's okay, but you might be down the track. And it's the same for all of us in different parts of our journey. You know?
Yeah. And I think it's that piece of don't beat yourself up if you're not ready. Mm. You know, like Yeah, it would be really easy to kind of go, Brie, like, what the fuck? You know, like, it's been 18 months of abnormal, you know, test results. Why don't you do something sooner? But also, you know, I was just in a different phase of my life, and that's okay. So, you know, I think we do. There's pressure put on us of like, again, everything's urgent. Everything's always urgent. Everything's now. And why am I not doing it? Why am I procrastinating on that? All in perfect timing. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, that's it, I guess, really. I think, you know, if you're feeling fear, I think that's the biggest thing I've heard from women. It's the fear about everything. It's, you know, stepping back, taking a moment and coming and chatting with, you know, someone like either one of us for help, and to know that you're not in this alone, and you're probably not the only person that's experienced this in the world, and, you know, you can get through it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There is another way. And I guess that comes from, and this is the final point I'd make, is that we have an intuition inside of us that's always there, that's guiding us, you know, and that's the little voice for me that said, hang on, don't just do what this expert in front of me is telling me to do. Don't just cut those cells out. There's something more in this. And that can't come from a book. It can't come from science. It comes literally from somewhere within you. So if you have that feeling, I think follow that.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. Thank you, Greta. I think you're absolute magic. I so appreciate everything that you've done for me and for the women of the world. Yeah, you've got my support through and through on every level. So keep doing your thing.
Thanks so much for having me. This was super fun.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media. Tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts. Every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to you all soon.